continuing. Trump has Trump has created a space force which will add to the other military forces. He has nominated conservative judges. The U.S. Embassy was moved to Jerusalem. He created travel bans against countries where terrorists are active. He did an executive order to keep Guantanamo open. The U.S.-Mexican trade deal was activated. He increased net exports by $59 billion this year. If you would like to read other blog posts, go to denpage15.blogsmith.com. If you would like to contact me, call 801-317-9311, or you may contact me on email, denford743@icloud.com. Welcome. This is Denny. I would like to tell you about two men who have criminal backgrounds. One moment. Two men with minor criminal histories have been arrested in connection with a fatal shootout in downtown Salt Lake City on Friday that apparently resulted from a drug deal gone bad. I say, first we must say no one should be doing drugs or selling them. But there should also not be any shooting. Good, they caught the killer. Richard Michael Warner, 31, of West Valley City, was charged in 3rd District Court with murder, a first-degree felony, and 2 counts of obstructing justice, both on second-degree felonies. On December 19th, Warner and Austin, 31, James Hearing, 29, or Buffdale, drove to 563 West 200 block to make a drug deal with Mario Zelaya, 32, of the Honduras, according to Salt Lake's police. Once the deal was agreed upon, Herring got back into the driver's seat while Zelaya was talking to Herring through the passenger side window. Warner pulled out a gun and shot Zelaya, apparently without warning, in the neck, according to charging documents, and a Salt Lake City County jail report. I say, if one must be in a drug deal, they should at least have a gun for self-protection and ready to use it before another can harm you. Warner then burned the clothes he was wearing and threw the gun in the Jordan River. The charges state that sounds smart, but the police still got their man. Shortly after the incident, police obtained surveillance footage of the alleged shooter and the getaway vehicle and released it to the media. Nothing like a surveillance footage to ruin your day. Due to the high media attention, Harry called police from his home in Bluffdale, where he lives with his parents, and turns himself in. How nice of them to put up with him until age 31. Herrick then gave Detective Warner's name, and they arrested him at his house in West Valley City several hours later. There's not much honor among thieves. According to court records, neither man has ever been convicted of a felony in Utah. Warner pleaded guilty to misdemeanor drug possession in 2002, burglar-related crimes, and interfering with an arrest in 2003, and marijuana possession in 2006. He had a bad rap sheet. Remember, one can reduce charges from a felony to misdemeanor drug possession. How about the burglary-related crimes and interfering with an arrest in 2003 and marijuana possession in 2006? I'd say he is a criminal offender and should be locked up for a good long time. Herrig was a conviction for shoplifting in 2006. According to state records, he also pleaded no contest on December 10th to misdemeanor theft and was charged recently in Sandy Justice Court with another shoplifting charge and possession of a drug paraphernalia for an incident that happened in December 18th, one day before the shooting. I say they are both no goods.